Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Swing Cash, and welcome to episode 12 of She's Got Time. Like I say every week, I appreciate you joining us. I never take it for granted, and I'm very, very grateful. So thank you all once again. Well, y'all know how we start off every week. We got to do the week that was. We like to call it the rewind. But before we get into the rewind, I have to remind y'all to make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. Now, you know, we're on IG, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And we also have our own YouTube channel. That's right. She's Got Time is on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Make sure you're hitting us with the likes and also commenting. I love to hear from you all. All right. So the rewind this past week, super fun. One of my funnest times of the year, not only because it's Black History Month and we get an opportunity to go out and do a lot of speaking engagements in the community, but also it always is All-Star Weekend. And with All-Star Weekends comes Valentine's Day. Usually falls either during the weekend or the week of. And so a lot of love in the air this year down in Charlotte. And for me, I was really excited because I got an opportunity to bring my family with me. And it's become a tradition for us. And now that my husband and I have had Saint, we try to make sure that at certain events that are big events, whether it is men's Final Four, whether it's NBA All-Star, we like to make sure that we schedule our time around to bring Saint so he can experience it. Now, I know some of y'all out there probably saying, come on, like, he's only a little boy. He's only, what, he'll be 1.5 next week. How can he remember all this? But for us, we're really adamant about capturing those moments so that you're instilling at a very early age the ideal for him to understand that these things are capable and possible. So we always have a great time. We had a lot of fun. Definitely want to give a shout out to the NBA, all of their partners, the whole city of Charlotte for hosting. Did an amazing job. The Southern Hospitality was there. And y'all know me, I love some sweet tea. And when you get down there in the South, it just tastes a little sweeter. So thank you all for that. Truly, truly appreciate it. And also, if you're not a sports fan, it's okay. You can understand, even if you're not a sports fan, to celebrate somebody that's been doing a job for so long. And we actually, this past week, got an opportunity to celebrate two amazing athletes that I'm sure will be in the Hall of Fame. And that is Dwayne Wade for the Miami Heat and also Dirk Nowitzki for the Dallas Mavericks. So both those guys were added to the NBA All-Star Game by Commissioner Adam Silver. And for me, as a retired player and a player that played in the same era, both these guys, it made me really happy to see them be able to go out, not only on their own terms, but to be able to be celebrated the way that they were. So as D-Wade is on his tour of his, you know, one last dance, it was great to see Dirk out there hitting those big threes. And it was like taking a stroll down memory lane for the both of them. So thank you all for showing up and showing your support to those two guys, because they definitely deserve it. And let's not forget about the game. So the game was super exciting, but you know, it always gets great at the end when everybody's competing. But I was exhausted by how many threes both these teams put up. I mean, it was a record number of three-pointers in that game. It was unbelievable, but it was a lot of fun. So look, I'm not going to get into the details, because I know some of you may not know as much about basketball, but just know that I had a wonderful time. I had my family there. Some of my girls came down, surprised us. Sue was there. So it was really one of those days where it's more like my husband describes it, a family reunion. So had a lot of fun there. And then also, at the same time this was happening, I mean, man, I'm not even going to get into it because I'm not even sure how I completely feel yet. I'm still waiting for all the facts to come out. But this whole new story with Jesse Smollett from Empire, the actor that was attacked. And I think we briefly just kind of sent some prayers out, and we knew, I think it was about a week and a half ago, where he had been attacked in Chicago. Well, now there's a story coming out saying that it possibly was staged. Now, look, I'm not going to report anything here because I don't have all the facts. And I will say there was a tweet that came out by Ava DuVernay, and I follow her. If you all know who she is, she's a famous African-American woman that's also a producer. And she made a tweet, a statement on Twitter that I thought was pretty much exactly how I was feeling. And her tweet said, despite the inconsistencies, I can't blindly believe the Chicago PD, the department that covered up shooting Laquan McDonald over a dozen times, that operated an offsite torture facility. That one, I'll wait. Whatever the outcome, this won't stop me from believing others. It can't. And that's so true. It's like you have these certain doubts in your mind about all the stuff that's happened with the Chicago PD. And at the same time, you don't want it necessarily to be true because there are victims out here. This happens to all the time. And we cannot get into this thing where we immediately just don't believe them. So I'm still praying for Jesse. Either way, this is all just not good right now. And for all the victims out there, just know here on She's Got Time, we support you. We believe you. We want you to be okay and whole again, no matter what happens. When it comes to violence, it is never okay. So definitely wanted to send some positive vibes out there for that. So yeah, it was a lot of, like I said, a lot of love in the air for Valentine's Day. We had an opportunity to also experience NBA All-Star Weekend. And then this news came out. So a lot of mixed feelings this past week. But I tell you one thing, I surely had a great time down in Charlotte. Queen City, that is. All right, y'all. So I saw this really cool meme and it talked about the cost of success, right? So there were these seven things that people need to know about that basically are the cost of success if you would like to attain success, right? And I thought I'd share them with you today on She's Got Time. So first was late nights, right? Late nights are going to have to happen if you're trying to achieve success, because people tend to think sometimes that if I go to work from 9 to 5 and then I'm done, I go home with my family, I don't pick up dealing with work anymore until that following morning when I'm going back to my 9 to 5. Now, for some careers, absolutely, that's true. But if you're trying to succeed and have success at that ultimate level, you're going to have some late nights. And also with those late nights, next up comes early mornings, right? Some people work better at night. Some people work better in the morning. But for y'all moms out there, women out there that are balancing a lot of different things, whether it's career, whether it's family, whether it's education, because there's some moms I know that I've heard from that are not only working in a business, have children, also are going back and getting further education so that they can advance in their career. So there's a lot of you out there doing a number of different things. There can be some early mornings where you may know that your child wakes up every day around 8 o'clock, right? Or around 7 o'clock. Some of y'all got to be to work by 8. It doesn't matter. But you decide to get up 2 hours earlier before they even get up so that you can get a jump start on your day. That comes with the territory, especially when you're chasing that next level of success. So you have your late nights, you have your early mornings, but you sometimes will have fewer friends. And a lot of times, people don't know how to engage in relationships if you're not consistently there and present. And to be honest with you, some of my best relationships that I've had or friendships that I've had, I could be absent from that relationship or not engaged in it on a day-to-day basis. But when we see each other, it picks right back up where we left off. Now, that's true authentic friendship. That's not that, hey, girl, if I don't talk to you every day, or hey, boy, you know, homie, if I don't talk to you every day, then we ain't really got much going on. Sometimes those long-lasting relationships and those relationships where you can be gone and it's long distance, or you're both just traveling on two different paths and you come back around, that's what happens. So sometimes on that path to success, some friends, some family members aren't going to be able to go with you because they're not going to be able to understand your focus, your tunnel vision at that point in time. So you may have fewer friends on this journey of success, and it's a cost. But sometimes those costs are worth the benefits that come from it, right? The next thing was being misunderstood. Ooh, baby, when I read this one, and for some of y'all out there, y'all know just as women, we're misunderstood. Now for me, on top of that, the stereotypes that come with being a Black woman, being misunderstood sometimes seems to be what happened. Like, it annoys me whenever I could be in a conversation and give a direct answer that is just based on fact. It's based on my observation, and it's based on kind of my advice or recommendation, and could be accused of maybe being a little bit too aggressive, or my tone not being what it needs to be. And in my head, sometimes I tend to think, well, would it be received like that if it was coming from a man or a male in that same situation? I have to question and think about that sometimes, because there is a lot of times where I've had to try to question myself or feel like, do I need to pull back a little bit? I don't feel like I'm an aggressive person. I feel like I try to be the best communicator, because I believe, to me, communication is the number one key and can solve so many problems. And it also can give so much clarity that helps in whether it's in business, relationship, families, does not matter. And so I try to pride myself on being the best communicator that I can be. And when I fail in that area, I take it personal a lot of times. And I try to figure out daily how I can be better. So I don't mean to go off on a tangent about that, because we can talk about that on a whole nother podcast when I have a few other friends here to talk about the communication piece. But sometimes as a woman, we are misunderstood. And my mom used to always say, you can't get mad about something. You just got to figure out what's the solution. So you figure out how to be a better communicator, even if you're misunderstood, or sometimes people have stereotypes that you have to break those down before you can get to the real nitty gritty. Is it fair? Hell no, absolutely not. It's not always fair. But if it's something that is in the pathway of getting to your next level of success, then you got to deal with that thing head on and be able to move and have progress to go forward. Next was, there are times when you're going to feel very overwhelmed. And there's been times, and even more so just recently, where I have waken up in the middle of the night and my brain just won't stop moving. And it's moving and it's thinking about this and about that and about this and about that. And it's about work and it's about this and things I need to do. And it just won't stop. And I have to just start, you know, as my husband always tells me, take deep breaths, relax, because it catches you off guard sometimes. We are just naturally women. We will go, 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 go. And sometimes it just can be overwhelming. It happens to the best of us. We are imperfect people in an imperfect world. Don't beat yourself up. Figure out how to get through that moment, because it's sometimes only a moment. You got to breathe through it. Deep breaths, meditation, prayer, whatever it is that you need, take that time for yourself. The sixth thing was, sometimes you're going to question your sanity. Like, it's the reality and the cost of success. You're going to question your reality. I mean, question your sanity. You know why? Because you're going to be thinking, what the heck did I sign up for? Why am I doing this? Is it worth it? People don't appreciate me. People feel entitled. People don't understand what I'm trying to get done. Question, 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 question. But don't you dare give up. If it's something that you want, it's something that you focused on, then you keep pushing through. I say this all the time, and I'll hashtag this to people. Keep pushing. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because every time that you get on a little bump in the road, or it feels like there's a little stop sign, or something that's there that says slow down, you got to keep pushing. Because you never know, once you break through, what's going to be on that other side. But it's up to you. Because some people who don't have the same mentality to push through, they rather turn around. Never turn around. Only time you turn around is when you know you're at that edge and there's nowhere else to go. All right? So keep pushing. Question your insanity all you want. That's what you should do. Write stuff down and say, okay, this, that, the other. Then you start checking them off once you realize, you know what? I'm not crazy. I'm just chasing a dream. Chasing a goal that I know that I have for myself. And lastly, be your own cheerleader. Be your own cheerleader. Sometimes you got to get up in the morning. And for those of you that's on YouTube, look, I'm going to show y'all right now. Sometimes you got to get up in the morning. You got to get yourself right. You got to talk to yourself in the mirror. You got to play that music to get you going. I mean, y'all, I know y'all seen Diddy on social media now. He's dancing all over the place. And I love it. I'm liking all his posts, because sometimes the joy you got to feel for yourself, it can come through music. It can come through you talking and motivating yourself. But you're not always going to have a cheer section. You're not always going to have that partner. You're not always going to have that ride or die. But what you do have, you have yourself. You got to lock into that mirror sometimes and say, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to pump myself up. Today's the day I'm going to push through. But today's also the day I'm going to celebrate all the victories I've already gotten until I get to that other side. So that's what it's truly about. Listen, success, there's a cost to this thing. There is a cost to this thing. The real question is, are you willing to pay it? Late nights, early mornings, very few friends, being misunderstood, feeling overwhelmed at times, questioning your sanity, being your own cheerleader. Hey, sometimes it's worth it, but it's only worth it if you believe that it's worth it. So this next part of She's Got Time is one of my favorite. Y'all know how we do. It's our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten your crown. So our take a seat for this week has to go to all these designer brands out here that have lost their plumb freaking mind. That's right. All these designer brands that are out here with all of this subtle blackface designs within your clothing, on your purses, the new age blackface little monkeys that hang on your purses and the belts and et cetera, and your puffy jackets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we can go on and talk about which brands, whether it's from Gucci or Prada or whoever else. There is a systematic problem within our culture, within the fabric of America for a very long time, within our world with the racism, okay? And until we address it and until we decide where our dollars and money is spent to support, whether it's a brand, whether it's a company, whatever it may be, until our dollar amount shows that we are not going to accept it anymore, this problem will continue to happen. I've been traveling. I've been talking to different friends and groups of mine. I've been in airport hearing people talk about this same issue. This issue of, well, am I not going to wear Gucci because I already purchased it? Listen, before this whole thing came out with the Gucci situation, and I'm a girl who loves Gucci. I love the brand and have for many, many years and have supported with my money for many years. I just spent money at Gucci before the situation happened on boots and had bags and et cetera. Do I feel right putting that on right now in the situation that's happened and the statement that came out? I don't. But that's my choice that each and every person has to make. Would I like to see Gucci and any other store that's had this situation come out and have some real reform and talk about the designers and the people they have in the room that are making the decision? Absolutely. And until that happens, me personally, I will make a choice on what I will wear and what I will not support with my dollar amount and the clothes that I have in my closet. And that's because I want this world to be different for my son. All right, I want this world to be different for me personally as an African-American woman. So for me, all the designer brands this week, y'all have to take a seat, figure out what the issue is, and come back to the black and brown communities that patronize your brands and show some real reform and not just blow smoke. Next, my take a bow is going to go to the two guys I talked about at the top, and that's Dwayne Wade and also Dirk Nowitzki, on not only stellar careers, but the fact that you have been stand-up guys in the community. So take a bow, not only on behalf of the NBA, but also your support of not only women's basketball, but women's sports in general has been right there at the forefront. So I appreciate both you guys. This week, you are a take a bow. And our level up and straighten your crown has to go to all of the teachers that are out there across America. This month, you have been celebrating Black History Month. And for all you teachers that have been out there educating these young students on the history of Black Americans in this country, the beautiful history, the inventors, and through civil rights movement, through people, all the amazing things that so many people have done, people of color, I want to celebrate you. Level up and straighten your crown. I know that last week, I won't even use his name. You were attacked publicly by somebody that likes to use their platform as a bully pen. But I celebrate all the teachers that are out there because you are in the trenches every day changing this great world for our kids. So thank you for all of your service. And like I said, level up and straighten your crown. Now, before we get out of here, y'all, we got to have a positive note because it's always needed. So the positive note for this week is going to be brought to you by @RealTalkKim on IG. I love all her positive energy, but she posted something that really caught my eye and it said, "They can steal your recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same." Woohoo! Did y'all hear me when I said that? They can steal your recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same. See, that's the kind of positive note you need to know. So it doesn't matter who comes out here and copies your style. It doesn't matter who's trying to copy your business or do it for themselves. You got that secret sauce. You're one of one. You got to believe in yourself. There's only one of you. All right. So whatever that secret sauce is in there that you got, make sure you're bringing it out and shining it on the world. All right, y'all. So y'all know I love the fact that y'all join us every week. So make sure you're keeping connected with us. Go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel. It's @She's Got Time. Follow us on IG, on Facebook, on Twitter. We are there @She's Got Time. Hit the like button and also leave us a comment down below. And shout out to my former teammate, Tamara Young, with the Forever Young hoodie. You definitely can get her line. It will be tagged in our social media, taiwangear.com. And we like to support not only entrepreneurs, but also like to support my sister. So shout out to T Young for this hot hoodie, Forever Young. I'm not old, I'm seasoned. So that still makes me young, right, T? Hey, I appreciate y'all for joining us. Again, follow us at She's Got Time. Send us out an email as well, swinggottime@gmail.com. And until next time, it's your girl, Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.